at Legion Field. DJ Oakley here with Sir Tyler Hoffman. Proud to bring this game to you here today between the East Tennessee Bulldogs and the Columbiana Clippers. Welcome to YSNLive.com/Columbiana. Brian, if you're out there, text us and let us know that you can hear us. You can text me, actually, because I have my phone out. Tyler's using his phone for...
Going to be a chilly one.
It's going to be a chilly one. I'm about ready to go. I'm going to go grab my
jacket. At this guy in the shorts and the t-shirt right here.
He's young.
Drinking a polar pop like it ain't nothing.
Check. 1, 2, 3, 4. Brian, can you hear us? It is 4:58. Game time says 5 o'clock. I don't think that's going to be possible. Unless they do some really quick infield.
Like real quick.
Check. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Check,
1, 2, check, 3.
Check.
1, 2, 1, 2,
1, 2, 1. 1, 2, 3. Check.
1, 2, 3. Come on, Brian. Talk to me. Check. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Check. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Check. Check 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Check 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Brian, can you hear us? I'm going to call him.
Check 1, check 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Check. Yes, it is a beautiful night.
All right, thanks. Bye. 5 o'clock hour. DJ Yokely and Sir Tyler Hoffman here inside Legion Field here in the campus of Columbiana High School. And we got a great one for you, Tyler. Kicking off opening day in style, a rivalry renewed here with East Palestine and Columbiana. And it is going to be a great one here. It is a little bit chilly here in Legion Field. I'd say it's probably not past the 40-degree mark, and we're sitting in the shade like a couple of smart guys.
Yeah, you know, Northeast Ohio, perfect for the weather, especially no matter what the season is. So exciting to have baseball on. Exciting to be back on YSN for another season.
It was about 13 degrees a week ago, and here we are. I think it topped out at 50 this afternoon, and then it's been downhill ever since. The rain in the forecast the rest of the week, so we're looking to get some baseball in today, some softball down the dial at South Range. So if you're listening to us, make sure get two broadcasts, two streams going, South Range and Jefferson playing, and you can hear Anthony Hartwig and our buddy Nate Kuiper over there doing the South Range girls, who won 23-1 in their opener on Saturday. Here we are, getting ready to start. Leading off for the Bulldogs is Jordan Fristick. And first pitch is low and gets away from Hopfensies for ball one. Chase Franken on the mound, the sophomore. Throws right, bats left. Starting the season off, the Columbiana ace. Franken digs back, fires back, and it's strike one.
That's a nice pitch.
1-1 to open the season here for the Clippers, who are in their red tops, white hats, red bills, and white pants. Franken from the windup, going down, and as you heard, Jordan Fristick fouls it off to the right side. Look out in the dugout, and it's a 1-2 count.
That's what I always hated about baseball whenever I played. Got hit in the jaw once, fractured it. I was ever scared ever since.
If you're scared, get a dog, Tyler. 1-2 the count. Franken dealing from the windup. Fires. This one low and inside. 2-2. Jordan Fristick, brother of Justin Fristick from East Palestine. Great baseball player in his own right. 2-2 the count. Franken delivers, change up, caught him looking, strike three, and that's how you open up the season for the Clippers.
That looked a little high to begin, but it just dropped just in time.
That one fell right off the table, and Franken opens his season with a strikeout. Now batting for the Bulldogs, number five, and that is Connor Elliott. Right-hander digs into the box, open stance for Elliott. Franken goes to deliver, fires fastball on the outside, Hopfensies gets away from him, and that's ball one.
For Franken, that was a good series, the first one. He was battling a 1-1, then 2-2, didn't let it get away from him, and he was able to finish the deal.
1-0 the count here for Franken against Elliott. Franken winds up, delivers, high and outside, ball two, 2-0 on Connor Elliott. Hopfensies getting some work in early, jumping on that outside pitch. Franken sets up from the windup, delivers this one right down the pipe. Elliott cuts at it, misses, and there's strike one. 2-1 the count.
I think that's just a straight down the middle fastball. Nothing fancy about it.
Sometimes you just got to find the zone. 2-1 the count. Franken deals and delivers. This one low and away. 3-1 the count. Now hitter's count for Connor Elliott. Beautiful stadium here in Columbiana, Legion Field, in Firestone Park. Franken dealing again, puts this one up and let it high fastball, strike two, and the count is full.
Connor Elliott thought that might have been high. He wanted to go take his base to first, but strike was called.
So full count, Franken dealing again. Fires this one high, and it's going to be ball four. So the Bulldogs with their first base runner of the afternoon, and that comes in the way of Connor Elliott, who trots down to first, met by first base coach Aaron Walker, formerly of the Georgia Tech Ramblin' Wreck, and also drafted by the Tampa Bay Devil Rays. Coming to bat right now for the Bulldogs, number six, Dalton Vance. Vance steps in. Fires, runner goes. Hoppins fires down to second. He's got plenty of time. The call is safe. Maybe a late tag is what the umpire looking, but a great throw by Hoppins to get the runner.
That was. I thought it was going to be late, but they were able to fire it in just at the last second.
Pretty gutsy call by Coach DeSera sending the runner on the first pitch, especially with Hoppins behind the plate. So now runner is second. 0-0 score. Franken deals, throws a strike right down the pipe, and 0-2 is the count.
Now you got to wonder, are they going to send Elliott to third, or are they going to let him sit?
You got to keep in mind, it's a shorter throw to third base. You never want to get your last out of third base. Firing, Franken tries to paint the outside corner. That is ball one against Vance.
Tony, he keeps faking like he's going and keeps getting me going. I think he's going every time.
Elliott leads off second. Franken from the stretch, fires, strike three called, and there's two strikeouts now for Chase Franken to start this Columbiana season. Vance goes down swinging. Two outs in the top of the first, runner at second, and still all knotted up at zero. Trying to find, this is 18, don't have a number for him. Franken starts out with a curveball, just misses. And this is going to be...
Dustin Bourne, I believe.
Dustin Bourne, the senior. He takes Franken from the stretch. Checks the runner at second, nothing doing, just holds on to it. Bourne at the plate. Like I said, we're in the number 18, slightly open stance for Bourne, right-hander. Franken deals another curveball. Bourne spits on it, and it's a 2-0 count. Excuse me, 1-1 count. Franken steps in the stretch, checks the runner at second. Fires, fastball. This one misses, 2-1. And that couldn't have missed by much.
I think Franken right now is struggling trying to find where this box is, the strike zone for this umpire.
Franken comes set once again, checks the runner at second, fires. This one, strike right down the pipe, a big hack by Bourne, and a miss, and it's 2-2.
Strong showing from Franken. Gave up the walk the second batter, but since then.
2-2, two down for Columbiana here in the top of the first. Runner in scoring position, balls down there, throws high by Hoffman. He gets away, and the Palestine will score, and will open the season 1-0. Against Columbiana on the throwaway by Eric Hoppinsies. So the count goes full. It looked like Hoppy wanted to just kind of lay it in there.
Well, it looked like he kind of stuttered a little bit. Didn't know if he hesitated. Didn't know if he wanted to throw it or not.
So full count now for Chase Franken. Bulldogs now lead 1-0 against the Clippers. Franken fires this one high, and Bourne will trot down to first base and another base runner for East Palestine. Bulldogs lead 1-0 here at the top of the first, courtesy of the overthrow by Eric Hoppinsies. And coming up to bat right now is Sean Helpy, the freshman. Runner on first. Franken back in the stretch, comes set, looks to first. Franken delivers. Ball shot down the third baseline. It stays fair.
Nice shot.
Here comes a great hit by Helpy, and the runner's going to hold at second base, and Helpy starts this season off right with a single to advance the runner.
That's a case where if you're third baseman, it doesn't matter if you're in the right spot. Sometimes you're just not able to get there quick enough.
That is a tough, tough play. So here comes Cam Wischerman. Wearing the number 10, he's a right-handed batter. Franken, pitches. Big swing by Wischerman, and it's 0-1.
A little life shown from East Palestine. See how Franken gets out of this.
Bourne calling at second base. Wischerman swings and misses again, and it's quickly 0-2 for Franken.
That was a high pitch, too. The catcher had to stretch to grab it.
Franken gets a sign from Hoppinsies delivers out of the stretch, fires this one just a bit high, and that's going to be 1-2 to count on Wischerman. Coach Walker over there on coaching first base, calling for a bigger lead from Bourne on second base. Frankie comes set, fires. This one's going to be low, blocked by Hoffensies, and the runners will stay. Great play right there by Hoppy. Keep that from runners advancing into scoring position, keeping them at first and second as opposed to second and third. Wischerman back in the box, 2-2 the count. Two down here in the top of the first for Columbia, a trail 1-0. Here's Franken. Fires. This one fouled off, and that's going to go off. Look out over there. That could have ended bad for Justin Hooley, who's in the on-deck circle. That goes right off the concrete, and they're going to have to check that ball. So Wischerman back in. 2-2 the count. Two down here in the top of the first. Bulldogs still threatening with runners on first and second. Franken fires. Curveball gets away, and they're going to call it foul ball, and Wischerman stays alive. Good curveball.
That was.
Thank you for joining us here on YSNLive.com/Columbiana. Sir Tyler Hoffman with me. I'm DJ Yokely. We appreciate you tuning in here to the opening day for the Columbiana Clippers. Franken sets, delivers, strike three called, and Franken strikes out the side, and that's how Columbiana will get it started. Your score after the top of the first, 1-0 East Palestine. Columbiana's turn to bat.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. Are you tired of, well, being tired? It may be time to change the way you sleep. At Tri-County Mattress by Appointment, we don't have pushy salespeople with agendas or markup prices for blowout sales. Our strategy is simple. Give us a text or call us to set up an appointment. Pick out a mattress from our large inventory, then take it home or have it delivered. Did we mention all of our mattress sets are 50 to 80% off? Call for an appointment today. 330-886-2660. Or stop by during the week from 9 to 3. Tri-County Mattress by Appointment. Save time, save money, sleep better.
Is that old clunker cramping your style?
Mm-hmm.
Are you looking to upgrade that old beater for a two-seater? Chime in with Simon. Simon Automotive on Route 14 in Unity is your one-stop shop for a new ride at a great price. We're not your typical dealership. We're dedicated to enhancing every aspect of the customer experience, from your initial visit to long after you've purchased the car of your dreams. We're pleased to offer customers the best vehicles at the best prices. Ask us about our financing options and our 3-month window price guarantee. Call 330-426-CARS. That's 330-426-2277. Simon Automotive on the corner of Route 14 and 165, right across from Ward's Market.
And welcome back, everybody. We certainly do appreciate the sponsorship from Tri-County Mattress by Appointment, as well as Simon Automotive in Unity. Bottom of the first, we go. Columbiana down 1-0, courtesy of the overthrow by Eric Hoffensies, and East Palestine able to take advantage, scoring a runner from second base all the way home as the ball trickled into left field. Starting game four, the Bulldogs, the visiting Bulldogs, the junior, Justin Hooley, he will take the mound, right-hander, about ready to get things let off for the Bulldogs, and leading things off for the Clippers this year is going to be Joey Babel, the sophomore. Looks to be right-handed at bat. The key for East Palestine this entire year is going to be their defense. That's what they're going to hang their hat on. They're pitching in their defense. But Columbiana, known as a perennial powerhouse in baseball, going back to, I want to say, 2001 when I was playing. You go talk to Coach Walker over there for East Palestine, and you go all the way back to Derek Stanfield and players of that caliber. And this rivalry is once again renewed as Palestine bringing their baseball program back. And it will be Joey Babel starting things off for the Clippers. Justin Hooley on the mound. who he delivers. Long lined up in delivery, and strike one delivered. So good start for Hooley.
The third baseman for East Palestine playing in the infield.
Playing bunt coverage here. Hooley winds up and delivers. This one going to be a little bit low. Babel takes for ball one. So 1-1 your count here for the Clippers. Third baseman for the Bulldogs looking over, and Coach Nacera calling him right there. He likes that in a little bit. And big swing by Babel, and it's going to be strike two. 1-2 your count for Hooley. What always troubled me about this stadium is you're batting in the shadows, but at this time of day, the pitcher on the mound in the sunlight. So it's weird. The ball is really hard to see. Ball to second base, and Fristic not able to come home with it, and it's Babel getting a starting single here and a leadoff single for the Clippers, and they are in business.
That's a perfect example of the sun right there. East Palestine thought they had a nice fly, and then the sun got to them right at the last second, and they lost it.
Tough play for Jordan Fristic right there. He's one of the better athletes in the town of East Palestine, and like you said, he's looking directly into the sun, and he doesn't appear to have shades on.
He doesn't.
But he tried to use his glove to his advantage and block that sun, but it was almost a perfect kind of a perfect ball that Babel was able to hit. Batting second for the Clippers, Chase Franken, the sophomore. He's also the pitcher for the Clippers today.
First lefty we've seen today.
Yes, sir. Babel takes his lead off of first. Hands back for a dive just in case. Ball's down, blocked by the catcher, and Babel is up easy at second. So very similar to what East Palestine did in the top of the first. Columbiana retaliates with a stolen base of their own on the first pitch. So Chase Franken now batting with a runner in scoring position. You can see the right fielder for East Palestine blocking the sun with his glove. Also center fielder as well, a little easier in left. Hooley delivers, Franken big swing and a miss, and that's strike one.
A little down low outside of the box, and he was able to get him the bite on it.
Big pull by Franken right there. So 1-1 count. Runner on second, Columbiana threatening to tie this thing up. Shortstop dancing around on second base. Franken another big swing and a miss, and Hooley out in front 1-2.
Two big cuts right there from Franken.
Franken is looking to push that thing right down the right field line where that sign is. 1-2 your count. Hooley delivers. Ball's inside. Blocked by the catcher. Job well done. And it's 2-2 for Franken. Connor Elliott, the catcher back there. Only run of the ball game thus far. Franken stands in. Slight open stance for the Clipper here. Runner at second base. That's Babel. Hooley delivers. Runner goes. Babel gets down. He's going to be in there safely. And a runner now at third base for the Clippers, as it is full count for Chase Franken, the lefty.
And that pitch was actually really high.
You know what's really difficult, Tyler, when there's a lefty in the box and stealing third, because there's an open invitation for a catcher to throw that ball down to third. So that was a gutsy call by Coach Wolf, but it pays dividends here. Babel setting up, trotting down the line. Franken pushes it out to left center field. Going to be a hard ball to catch. What a catch there by the center fielder. He's going to deliver. The runner will tag, and it will be Babel sliding in safely. We got a tie ball game 1-1, but an outstanding play in center field by East Palestine.
And Franken finally was able to make connection. The last two swings, it looked like he wanted to make contact big, and he was able to, but this one was robbed. But he was able to get a run in.
So we will reset things here for Zach Foss. Foss, the senior. Lefty-lefty matchup here.
He's also the DH for the team.
Foss waiting for the pitch. Hooley up and away, ball one on Zach Foss. Hooley back to the windup. kicks and delivers. This one going to be outside for ball two. 2-0 now on Zach Fawes. Walks as good as a hit in this situation. Trying to get things kick-started once again for the Clippers. Bulldogs in their brown and orange hats with the Bulldog on the face and on gray jerseys. Ball up and away. That's ball three. And it's going to be Elliott going out and talking to his pitcher, Hooley. So conversation being had between the battery of for East Palestine. Elliott comes back behind the dish, kicking around some dirt, and back in the box is Zach Fawes. Hooley sets and delivers, and ball four. This one's going to be outside, and Elliott's got to be careful. That he's framing it outside. You don't want to frame it too long and show up the umpire. That's the last thing you want to do. So now, runner on first for Columbiana, one out in the inning. And it's A.J. Perkins, the senior, right-handed, stepping in the box for his first at-bat of this young season. Hooley back to the stretch, checks the runner at first, comes set. Delivers. This one, middle out, and big swing by Perkins, and it's strike one, fouled into Elliott's glove. A little bit of choke on the bat of A.J. Perkins. Back pick over to first. Nothing doing. Falls back safely. Hooley getting a signal from his catcher. Comes set. Checks the runner at first. Fires. This one middle up. It's going to be strike two on A.J. Perkins, and it's 0-2.
It's a nice pitch right there, right down the middle.
It's the high school strike zone. It's a little bit higher than you see in the major leagues. Truly letters to knees. Hooley comes set, fires, and a big swing by Perkins, and it's out number two on the strikeout. Two outs here in the bottom of the first for Columbiana. They've tied things up here at one on the sacrifice fly. And here you go. Eric Hopfenzies, the junior, coming into the left-hander's box. And we'll step up with some opportunity at first base. See if Coach Wolf wants to get the runner going here for an RBI opportunity. Curveball in there for strike one on Hopfenzies. And it's quickly 0-1. Taking a look at Baylor at first, he thought that maybe the Hooley was going to come over his way, so he took a trot back to first base. Hooley looks at the runner, comes set. He fires back this one, right on target, but nothing doing. As Fawes slides safely back into first, still 0-1 count on Hopfenzies. Fawes leads off. Hooley delivers, curveball up high, and that's ball one. 1-1 to count on Eric Hopfenzies, the junior.
The last three out of four batters for Columbiana have been left-handers, so that's pretty impressive that they have that much diversity in their hitting. At least for me it is.
Absolutely, you're right. Back pick over to first base as Hooley checks the runner, safely goes to Fawes. Count still 1-1 on Hopfenzies. Fawes leads off once again. Hooley seems a little concerned with that runner over at first. He delivers. Hopfenzies, big swing and a miss. That's strike two. 1-2 now on Hoppy. Let's see if Hooley comes back here, if he goes off speed or if he comes back with his well-known fastball. Hooley fires. Fastball it is, strike three, and the Bulldogs get out of it. Your score after one, it is 1-1 tie here between the Clippers and the Bulldogs. We'll be back right after this on YSN.
When Mother Nature starts flexing her muscles, make sure you're prepared for comfort. For over a decade, NDC Heating and Cooling has been sending their team of experienced, certified, and knowledgeable technicians to service the area. NDC services all makes and models and carries a wide selection of furnaces, air conditioners, and indoor air quality products. To schedule an appointment, call 330-457-2562. That's 330-457-2562. For all your residential and commercial heating and cooling needs in Columbiana or Mahoning counties, call NDC Heating and Cooling in New Waterford, Ohio, where our thermostat is always set on quality.
Hello, I'm Greg Burbick with G. Burbick Farms. For the last 100 years, my family has farmed in Columbiana and Mahoning counties. I began raising cattle in 1996 with the goal of providing a better product for you and your family on the dinner table. Our grass-fed and grain-supplemented black Angus beef are raised with no hormones, steroids, or antibiotics. We're known for our hometown-friendly service and incredible-tasting products. We're locally owned and have customers across the tri-state area. Our products go from our farm to your family. Stop by our farm on New Buffalo Road or visit us on the web at gburbickfarms.com. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. G. Burbick Farms, it just tastes better.
And once again, we thank our sponsors, G. Burbick Farms, as well as NDC Heating and Cooling in New Waterford. And stay tuned for our G. Burbick Farms game ball of the game. And that'll be given to the top player for the Columbiana Clippers this afternoon. So far, Chase Franken looking pretty doggone good. He's got an RBI to his name as well as three strikeouts that are out on the bump.
Very impressive. He had a good start. A little rough to begin, but he's been able to rebound nicely. Let's see what he can do here.
So coming back into the fold, Justin Hooley, first pitch swinging. This one popped up the center field, and it should be a can of corn, and is for Columbiana. One pitch, one out. Here on the top of the second, where we're tied 1-1. Between the Bulldogs and the Clippers. Hooley wasn't messing around. He went straight for that fastball and popped it up to center field. So lefty now in the box for the Bulldogs. Chase Franken from the windup delivers, strike, and that's number three. That's Evan Byerly. Takes strike one on a big hack. Franken. Dealing once again from the windup. Delivers again. Another fastball. This time on the outside of the plate. And that's ball one. 1-1 quickly on Evan Byerly. As Franken stands tall on the mound. Goes through his windup and delivers. This one high and Byerly swings. He didn't want to. But he did anyway. 1-2 count now on Byerly. With one down here in the top of the second. 1-1 your score. Franken looking to make two quick outs here. Delivers the windup, and this one fouled up and away into the netting. Look out, buddy.
Yeah, I jumped a little bit. Got a little worried.
1-2 still the count. That ball traced down. Toss ball to Hopkins Ease and on to the umpire. 1-2. Byerly a little bit behind, so keep your eyes open, partner. Franken. Fires, curveball, and the outside, and just not close enough to that paint. 2-2.
Some softball action going on behind us over there.
I believe it's Palestine and Columbiana again. Fastball, high fly. This one will get into the stands and beyond, and look out for the cars. It almost hits a car. That's why we parked in the other lot.
It is. Tell you, I about ran when I saw that come dropping down.
2-2. Your count here on Evan Byerly here in the top of the second. Two outs already for the Bulldogs. Franken looking to make it three. Franken fires. Change up. And Byerly gets the bat on it. This one goes into the stands. You were right.
I got distracted. I looked up and everyone's looking up. Kind of scared me.
Oh.
Tiny, I don't go to professional baseball games for this reason.
2-2 still the count on Evan Byerly. Franken deals. This one, ooh, very close. Franken painting those corners. Hopkins, I don't know if he got crossed up, but he stood up on that one. So full count now on Byerly. Fierley, the senior, fires this one into the netting again. You love jumping.
I'm telling you.
We need a hot dog and some Prozac over here for you. It is a little dangerous when that ball, you know it's coming.
Uh-huh.
They've been late. Just, I don't know if you, bring your glove next time.
I might have to.
Franken delivers this one high and outside, and Evan Fierley draws a long walk down to first base. First base runner of the inning for the Bulldogs. You can breathe a little easier, partner.
I can.
Right-hander up.
Come up, I get a little nervous.
So Brock Chirico in the junior. Closed up stance. Delivering high is Chase Franken for ball one. Keep your eyes on Byerly over at first. He had a decent lead. Franken knows that. As Franken checks the runner, comes set, lifts and fires. There's one right down the pipe for Franken. There's one and one. One one is your score as well as your count here. Bulldogs, Clippers, both tallying one in the top of the first and the bottom of the first, respectively. Franken, high fastball, swung on by Chirico, and it is now 1-2. That was high cheddar, as they say. And Chirico bit the cheese. Franken checks over Byerly over at first. Comes set, looking to deliver, fires, change up, popped up, Hoppins is on it, and almost able to come away with it, the diving play. Nice try by the Columbiana backstop. And it's still 1-2 on Chirico. Franken gets the new ball, sets it top of the hill there, sets and fires, and this one's low and away, and Hoppins, he's thinking about first, but Byerly just not enough room off the first base bag to make any plays. 2-2 the count. Franken fires back to first, and close play, but Byerly's back in time. Got to think Franken's been scripting that one in his head for a couple pitches now. Byerly steps over, gets off the bag, a shorter lead. Franken comes set. Kicks and delivers. There's strike three called for Chase Franken, his fourth strikeout of the afternoon.
Franken's doing a good job keeping that runner in check. He's not throwing it over every time, but he's just keeping him honest, looking over every now and then.
And that's just a good job by not only keeping the runner there, but there's another throw over the first. Nothing doing. It gets closer and closer. But he's also heading the game, so he's keeping the hitters on their toes as well. He's got at least three pitches that we've seen so far. Fastball, changeup, and the curveball. I think there's a slider in there, too. I'll have to check with Coach Wolf. Franken delivers. Strike one on Jordan Fristick. That one looked a little inside, and Fristick went griffy on that one. He wanted to hit that one into the woods. 0-1 quickly for Franken. Byerly leads off first, another throw over, and nothing doing again. Byerly back safely. Franken really thinking he can get Byerly on that lead. 0-1 the count. Two down in the inning. Tied at one here in Columbiana. Franken fires. Strike two quickly on Jordan Fristick. Franken out in front here.
And that leadoff slowly starts shrinking just a little bit each throw he makes over to him.
And you got to think there was a missed sign there. Coach Nasser really upset, and back pick over there. And once again, back safely is Byerly, but it's getting really tight over there. Keep on that runner. You got to think maybe a wasted pitch here. Pitch out would be a call I would go with right now. Ball up and away. Strike three called, and there's the end of the inning once again, and that's five strikeouts for Chase Franken. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to YSN Live right here on YSN Columbiana.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. Are you tired of, well, being tired? It may be time to change the way you sleep. At Tri-County Mattress by Appointment, we don't have pushy salespeople with agendas or markup prices for blowout sales. Our strategy is simple. Give us a text or call us to set up an appointment. Pick out a mattress from our large inventory, then take it home or have it delivered. Did we mention all of our mattress sets are 50 to 80% off? Call for an appointment today. 330-886-2660. Or stop by during the week from 9 to 3. Tri-County Mattress by Appointment. Save time, save money, sleep better.
When Mother Nature starts flexing her muscles, make sure you're prepared for comfort. For over a decade, NDC Heating and Cooling has been sending their team of experienced, certified, and knowledgeable technicians to service the area. NDC services all makes and models and carries a wide selection of furnaces, air conditioners, and indoor air quality products. To schedule an appointment, call 330-457-2562. That's 330-457-2562. For all your residential and commercial heating and cooling needs in Columbiana or Mahoning counties, call NDC Heating and Cooling in New Waterford, Ohio, where our thermostat is always set on quality.
And welcome back, Clipper fans. Thank you for joining us here on YSNLive.com/Columbiana. DJ Yokley, Tyler Hoffman with you here in a 1-1 ball game between the Clippers and the Bulldogs. Another chance to tell you about Rocco Family Chiropractic in East Palestine. They very much cheer hard for their local teams. They know that you put the work in, so it takes a toll on the body, so they're here to help. The office is a preventative, family-friendly office to ensure proper nervous system health and optimum function rather than a reactive approach, meaning their goal is to keep you in the game. They offer gentle, very neurologically specific, no twisting, no cracking approach to get underlying issues. So call today for your appointment, 724-730-0928. Again, 724-730-0928. Rocco Family Chiropractic. Feel good like you know you should. Heading to bat right now for the Clippers here in the bottom of the second. 1-1 tie between the Clippers and the Bulldogs is Evan Keneally.
Another lefty.
Be on the lookout, partner. Cooley delivers, and it's going to be, I think they got a strike on that one. I got to take the side of my headset off so I can actually hear. 0-1 the count. Cooley delivers once again, 0-1. Keneally fouls this one off, bounces off the back of his leg, and we're quickly 0-2 for Justin Hooley. Hooley wind up, fires this one up and away for ball one. Just a waste pitch right there for Hooley. Byerly in at third base, way up on the grass. Hooley delivers again. Change up, strike three. Keneally bites, and that's out number one for the Clippers. Coming in right now is Ryan Fallis, the sophomore right-hander.
He's also the second baseman for the Clippers.
Good eye, partner. Fallis digs in. Locks flowing like Thor. Out of the back of that batting helmet. Hooley fires, and this one strike on the inside corner to Fallis. Fallis steps in again. Hooley toes the rubber and starts to deliver. Hooley fires. Fallis down the third baseline. It's fair ball. Fallis able to make that great hit right down the line. You want to talk about shock blowing up. Fallis riding the thunder.
Looks like a foul ball. The last second pulled it over to fair play.
A nice hit by Fallis. And Columbiana in business now with a runner at first and one down. Brings up Michael Ganaki, the junior. Fallis takes the lead off first. Two steps. Hooley delivers out of the stretch. Strike one. High and outside, and Ganaki bites. And it's quickly 0-1.
Kanaki is one that's in left field, a little spoiled with no sun. We talked about that earlier.
Well, now that, I mean, you can see the top of the hat of Hooley is in the sun, but the rest of them kind of shaded. Back pick over to first, nothing doing. Falls back safely. Still 0-1. Falls takes his lead over first. Hooley sets and delivers. This one up and away. Pick over by Elliott. Falls back safely. Told you during the break, partner, this is very Westminster-esque. It's almost like reading an old book that you haven't picked up in a while. Hooley sets. 1-1 the count on Ganaki. Fires. Ganaki pops it up to second base. And that's going to be short. Fristic goes over to second. Nobody's there. And thrown away. And the error will be applied in the middle of the infield.
Kind Clippers. Of a lazy flip there.
Clippers are in business right now.
Come on, bud. Head on the ball.
Brings up Hunter Zenter.
You see that the timeout called by Coach Nocera, they trot out some shades to Jordan Fristic. And like you said, Hunter Zenter will be at the plate. Sophomore, the righty.
It's unfortunate for him. The ball dropped in front of him, then he made the bad throw. See if he can rebound off of that.
Zenter will be batting with runners at first and second. Hooley delivers. This one low, but catches the knees for strike one, 0-1 on Zenter.
And even though the pitcher wasn't involved in that bad play, it's going to take a toll on him and his mentality.
Yeah, you got to make sure you stay strong in times like this if you're Hooley. As the ace, you're going to deal with stuff like this. Hooley delivers. Strike him two on Hunter Zenter. This one, a little bit of cheese off that one, so Zenter timing screwed up just a little bit. They say hitting is timing and pitching is disruption of that timing. And Hooley did a good job right there on Hunter Zenter. Zenter sets in the box. Hooley from the stretch delivers. And strike three on a swinging Hunter Zenter. And that's out number two. So a quick conversation between the shortstop and Hooley. And I'm wondering if they know a little something about Foss. Maybe he's taking too big of a lead, or maybe he's just telling them where he's going to be located here on this pitch set. Maybe he picked off a sign. Who knows? A lot of conversations in baseball. That's why it takes so long to play. Joey Babel back at the plate. Hooley delivers. Babel to shortstop. This one fielded cleanly. Thrown over to first and gets the out, and that will end the inning. So 1-1, steal your tie here in Columbiana as we wrap up the second inning and we take a break. Thank you for listening to YSN Columbiana. We'll be right back right after this.
Hello, I'm Greg Burbick with G. Burbick Farms. For the last 100 years, my family has farmed in Columbiana and Mahoning counties. I began raising cattle in 1996 with the goal of providing a better product for you and your family on the dinner table. Our grass-fed and grain-supplemented Black Angus beef were raised with no hormones, steroids, or antibiotics. We're known for our hometown-friendly service and incredible-tasting products. We're locally owned and have customers across the tri-state area. Our products go from our farm to your family. Stop by our farm on New Buffalo Road or visit us on the web at gburbickfarms.com. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. G. Burbick Farms, it just tastes better.
Hey you, yeah, you. Are you tired of, well, being tired? It may be time to change the way you sleep. At Tri-County Mattress by Appointment, we don't have pushy salespeople with agendas or markup prices for blowout sales. Our strategy is simple. Give us a text or call us to set up an appointment. Pick out a mattress from our large inventory, then take it home or have it delivered. Did we mention all of our mattress sets are 50 to 80% off? Call for an appointment today. 330-886-2660. Or stop by during the week from 9 to 3. Tri-County Mattress by Appointment. Save time, save money, sleep better.
And welcome back, Clipper fans. 1-1, your score, top of the third here. DJ Yokley and Mr. Tyler Hoffman with you live from Legion Field in Columbiana. Clippers had some business happening here in the bottom of the second, just could not cash in. Cooley keeping everybody kind of heads up as the ace. I guess that's kind of your job.
It's what you're put in that position for two reasons. One, they think you're the best fit for it, and two, you have the best mindset to keep calm, keep cool, keep collected.
Connor Elliott to lead things off for the Bulldogs here in the top of the third. Chase Franken still on the bump for the Clippers. Franken starts from the lineup and delivers. This ball right up the middle, fielded by a shortstop, fired over to first base. A pick over there, just can't come up with it. Nice try, good effort on both sides for the Clippers right there. Tough play right there for Kevin Barrett. Oh, excuse me, not for Kevin Barrett. That's the wrong roster. That was Evan Keneally over at first. That was a tough play for him. Way to keep it in front of him, though. That's saving a runner from going to second.
That's a good run by Elliott. He kept moving, didn't let it get distracted. He was able to pull it out. And that's why I guess you keep running.
Dalton Vance up now, the sophomore for the Bulldogs. Runner on first for East Palestine. Dalton shows bunt, and nothing doing. Pitch high and outside. Good pitch right there by Franken. See if we see the rotation here for the Clippers. Small ball with Elliott on first. Franken. Bunt by Vance. Hopkins over to first. Easy play at first. The runner in advance is the second and one down now for the Clippers. Game like this, small ball means everything. If you can get that runner over to second, that's exactly what you're looking for.
You got the job done. Did what you needed to do. Coach can't be too upset about that.
One down for the Bulldogs here in the top of the third. Chase Franken still on the mound. Runner on second base in the form of Connor Elliott for East Palestine. Franken in a stretch comes set. Looks at the runner. Fires fastball. And that's going to be called for strike one. And not agreeing right there. And I think that's Dustin Bourne, correct?
It is.
So 0-1 quickly on Bourne. Franken comes set in the stretch. Checks the runner, fires, and big swing by Bourne for strike two. Oh and 2 on Bourne here. Franken, still in the stretch, gets the signal from Hopfenzies, checks the runner at second. Checks again. This time he delivers. And that one at the knees. Hopfenzies squeezes it, and nothing doing. 1-2, your count. Franken comes set. Fires. And they're going to call that outside. Missed by a hair. Franken trying to fight through it. First inside, now outside. Just trying to find that edge.
Like I said earlier, the pitching on the mental errors, can't let it get to you. You can't let the pitching get to you. You got to keep going. Stick to what you know.
Franken on 2-2. A strike high and swinging is born, and that's out number two.
And that's what I like about Franken. He kind of has a few pitches that get away from him. He rebounds, and he's able to finish the side right there.
Six Ks for Chase Franken through 2 2/3 innings here. Franken comes set, fires, delivers. This ball fouled off. Way back in. The passerby almost got a free souvenir and a big bill. 0-1. Batter is number 14. You have him over there?
Sean Helpy.
Franken, 0-1. Curveball for strike two on Helpy. And it's quickly 0-2 for the Bulldog righty. Franken comes set. Checks the runner at second, fires, runner goes, strike three called, and that's 7 strikeouts for Chase Franken, and he's got 7 out of 9 all by his lonesome. After 2.5, it is still 1-1 Clippers and Bulldogs. We'll be right back right after this on YSN Columbiana.
Hey you, yeah, you, are you tired of, well, being tired? It may be time to change the way you sleep. At Tri-County Mattress by Appointment, we don't have pushy salespeople with agendas or markup prices for blowout sales. Our strategy is simple. Give us a text or call us to set up an appointment. Pick out a mattress from our large inventory, then take it home or have it delivered. Did we mention all of our mattress sets are 50 to 80% off? Call for an appointment today. 330-886-2660. Or stop by during the week from 9 to 3. Tri-County Mattress by Appointment. Save time, save money, sleep better.
When Mother Nature starts flexing her muscles, make sure you're prepared for comfort. For over a decade, NDC Heating and Cooling has been sending their team of experienced, certified, and knowledgeable technicians to service the area. NDC services all makes and models and carries a wide selection of furnaces, air conditioners, and indoor air quality products. To schedule an appointment, call 330-457-2562. That's 330-457-2562. For all your residential and commercial heating and cooling needs in Columbiana or Mahoning counties, call NDC Heating and Cooling in New Waterford, Ohio, where our thermostat is always set on quality.
Hey, and welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Legion Field right here in Columbiana, Ohio. 1-1 score between the visiting East Palestine Bulldogs and your homestead, Columbiana Clippers. We appreciate you for joining us here on opening day. A little bit chillier than we anticipated, but hey, beggars can't be choosers. We've got baseball and softball back on YSN. If you want to check the score just down the dial, it is South Range and Jefferson having at it in South Range. See if we can check that score here in a little bit. But right here is a 1-1 knotted up tie between the Bulldogs and the Clippers. Clippers trying to change that here in the bottom of the third inning. Quickly, I mean, the player of the game so far, you got to look at Chase Franken. And it's, I mean, 7 strikeouts out of the total 9 outs that are accounted for. And the only run of the game for the Clippers, or the RBI, I guess, for the Clippers.
Yeah, very. Franken's very, like I said earlier, he might let one guy get on base, maybe two. But then after that, it's back to what he knows, back to delivering the strikeouts. And we've seen that so far. I don't think, besides the one missed throw, I don't think anyone's gotten a third.
Chase Franken, just a sophomore, and standing in is just it, Chase Franken. Speak of the devil. Big swing and a miss right there by Franken off that holy fastball.
What I like about him, too, is he throws right but bats lefty. I like the combination there.
Jim Tomey-esque. Hooley dealing from the windup. Digs back, Franken swings for strike two, and he's quickly down at an 0-2 hole. Chase Franken would love to get on base right now and help his cause. Hooley stands tall on the mound, starts his delivery, fires, and that ball's in the dirt for strike three. Ball is moved over to first base to complete it. That's great job by Elliott on the pick. And there's one out here in the bottom of the third.
Now we have the DH stepping up.
Zach Foss stepping up for the Clippers. Another lefty.
Here we
your
go.
Your favorite. Is this how you earned your sir ranking? Taking a baseball to the chest?
No.
Hooley fires with a fastball and a big swing by Foss, and that's strike one.
I took it to the jaw during practice
took
one.
Took it to the jaw. What position did you play?
I was mostly second.
Okay.
Every now and then that was a catcher and sometimes a pitcher, but not
you're a catcher and you took one of the jaw?
No, this
ball's popped up straight in the air, and that's going to be into foul territory and into the stands.
It was during practice, and I took it off. They put me on first base for whatever reason.
Inside or outside?
Outside.
Whew. That's tough. Inside, I could see. Inside, you just can't see that ball very well at all. I think that's why the majority of the players right now don't care how cold it is. They are outside playing baseball, and that's got to be exciting.
I mean, we got snow on the right field line.
We do.
We're out here playing.
0-2 to count. Holy digs back, fires this one inside. It's going to be ball one. 1-2 on Zach Foss, the left-handed hitter for the Clippers. Coach Wolf down third base side, calling out the signals. Here comes Hooley's pitch. Change up, up and away, ball 2-2. One out here in the Clipper half of the third inning. Scores tied at 1. Bulldogs and Clippers all knotted up. And these are the kind of games, no matter how good, how prestigious a team is, how bad a team is, how much they're rebuilding, these games are always close games. Hooley delivers. Ball's popped up in the infield. Hooley looking to take it. He looks down. Byerly takes over. He misses it on the third base side. Pops in and out of his glove.
What you're saying about these games being this close, usually it comes down to it comes down to the pitching and it comes down to the errors. If you can keep the mental errors down.
That's any game. But the reality is, you got to be able to keep the ball in front of you, and when you're given a chance. Baseball is a game that you're going to fail 70% of the time. And Foss gets new life here. 2-2 count. Hooley digs back. Fires, not strike 3. He says, I'll do it myself. And that's another big strikeout there for Hooley on Zach Foss.
Seeing some great pitching here early on.
I mean, when you're dealing this early in the season, you're dealing with the best, right? You're dealing with the aces. And you got
the aces,
Franken.
The fresh.
Yep. Batting right now, A.J. Perkins. And he takes for ball 1. So it looks like the softball game might be over. They're running wind sprints. Ooh, ball off Perkins, and he's going to take his free bag down to first base. That's going to bring up Eric Hopkins as he ditches the knee protectors and steps into the box for the Clippers. This would be a big plus for Columbiana if they can make something happen this inning with 2 outs. Hopkins steps in. Hooley now into the stretch. Perkins over at first base gets his lead. Substantial lead over there for Perkins. Hooley fires the ball in the dirt. Picked away by Elliott. He's going to think about throwing but loses his balance. And Perkins safe at second base. One and oh on Hopkins. Runner at second base. Shortstop creeping behind Perkins. Hooley doesn't care. Throws it up and strike call at the letters on Hopkins.
All on your chest, kid. On your pitch.
1-1 the count. Hop stands in once again. Here comes Hooley. Fires. Hopkins puts it into the parking lot for strike 2. 1-2 your count, 2 down, 1-1 tie between East Palestine and Columbiana. You're here on YSN Columbiana. We thank you for joining. Thank you to our sponsors and partner. You're going to have to take this one here pretty soon. I got a meeting I got to be at.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, you're going to be able to hand out the G. Burbick game ball. Strike 3 is taken by Hopkinsies, picked up by Elliott on the first base for out number 3, and we are still deadlocked at 1. At the end of 3, your score, 1-1, Columbiana and East Palestine. We'll be right back right after this. You're listening to YSN Columbiana.
Hello, I'm Greg Burbick with G. Burbick Farms. For the last 100 years, my family has farmed in the Columbiana and Mahoning counties. I began raising cattle in 1996 with the goal of providing a better product for you and your family on the dinner table. Our grass-fed and grain-supplemented Black Angus beef are raised with no hormones, steroids, or antibiotics. We're known for our hometown-friendly service and incredible tasting products. We're locally owned and have customers across the tri-state area. Our products go from our farm to your family. Stop by our farm on New Buffalo Road or visit us on the web at gburbickfarms.com. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. G. Burbick Farms, it just tastes better.
Hey you, Yeah, you. Are you tired of, well, being tired? It may be time to change the way you sleep. At Tri-County Mattress by Appointment, we don't have pushy salespeople with agendas or markup prices for blowout sales. Our strategy is simple. Give us a text or call us to set up an appointment. Pick out a mattress from our large inventory, then take it home or have it delivered. Did we mention all of our mattress sets are 50 to 80% off? Call for an appointment today. 330-886-2660. Or stop by during the week from 9 to 3. Tri-County Mattress by Appointment. Save time, save money, sleep better.
And a big thank you to G. Burbick Farms for their support of Your Sports Network, as well as Tri-County Mattress by Appointment there in East Palestine. Save time, save money, sleep better, just like the beautiful voiced gentleman just said to you. Give them a call, 330-886-2660. Get your appointment and sleep better today. Chase Reich is still out there for the Columbiana Clippers here in the top of the fourth inning. It is a 1-1 tie between the Bulldogs and the Clips. And Franken, 7 strikeouts out of the possible 9 outs recorded for Columbiana so far. I think they call that dealing in the baseball world. So batting right now, leading things off for the Bulldogs, number 10, and that's going to be Cam Wischerman. Wischerman, the sophomore, stands in the right-hand side of the box, waiting on the pitch. Franken, right back to him, goes Wischerman. Ball in and out of the glove, and they're going to try to get to second. Wischerman is. He's going to be up safely, and the ball back in to Franken, and just a circus right now on that play. Just a lot of things happening. Franken on the first pitch. Wischerman hits it right back to the pitcher. A little bit high over there for Franken's throw, and just unable to come up with it, the first baseman, and Wischerman ends up on second.
I think what happened was Franken, when he grabbed the hit or the ball, he was kind of on the mound, kind of not. He was a little off balance, and that might have hurt the throw.
Keep your eye up here. Justin Hooley up here, runner on second. You got to think a possibility for a sacrifice bunt. Just get him over. You saw Hooley's hand go up. Thinking about it, Hooley drives it into right field, and this should score on her. Throw in from right field, through, and Hooley will advance to second base. Hoppins, he does the best he can to control that ball, and the Bulldogs are in business with runners at second and third here in the top of the fourth inning.
Well, we can just ditch the sacrifice bunt idea. 2 straight pitches, 2 big hits.
Hooley did a great job of almost faking it. You saw when he was coming set, his guide hand was up there, and it was moving up like he was going to sacrifice bunt, and he ends up driving the pitch, an outside pitch, past Ryan Fawes, into right field, and the right fielder coming up with a great throw. Hopkins is able to keep it in the infield and keep runners at second and third.
He also went and talked to the third base coach before the at-bat, so they might have been thinking maybe it is going to be a bunt.
Yeah.
And maybe it was all just a head game.
Could have been. Coach Nacera trying to instill some confidence in Ever Byerly right here. And he said there's no one else I'd rather have up in this situation than him. So Byerly up. A long at-bat the last time he was up. Now he's got runners at second and third. And Evan Byerly will step in the senior. These are the kind of moments you remember, for better or for worse, as a hitter.
Especially in a game like this, knotted up at one.
These are the ones you remember 20 years down the road. I remember almost every bat I had against Columbiana as a Bulldog. Franken comes set, fires. This one low and outside, ball one. Hoppensies with a good job of keeping that one in front. One another count. Runners on second and third. 1-1 score, Clippers and Bulldogs. Evan Byerly up in a big spot. Franken. Ball hit, Byerly to second base. They fire to first. They get one. No, they don't. So runner now goes, and they will score. So Byerly with the RBI single. Fawes trying to get that runner in first.
I got a little confused there.
Yeah, there was a lot of stuff going on right there. A lot to unpack on that play. So now the runners are first and second, and the Bulldogs have a 2-1 lead. Up now for the Bulldogs is Brock Sherko, the junior, another big spot. You got to think, put the ball down on the ground. You got to think it's small ball, put the ball down, it's bunt time. But couldn't bunt. Yeah, there it is. Squares around, ball into the backstop, and that's strike one.
Tell you what, be glad you're not a catcher in these situations at my high school, because our backstop was right where that fence or that little house is right there.
Really?
That's how deep it was. We had the deepest one around, and catchers hated coming to us, especially in these kind of situations.
Chase Franken sets and delivers, bunt, pops it straight up to Hoffenzies, who makes the out, looks to go back to first, and the ball gets away into right field, so the runner at second will advance to third, and the Clippers try to play damage control, getting the ball back into the infield, and now runners at the corners with one out. Hoffenzies did a great job of locating that ball. So one down, and Jordan Fristick at the plate with runners at the corners. Double play is in effect. See if they start the runner over at first. Byerly with a huge opportunity here. Gets an extra step on Franken, and a timeout called by Hoffenzies sets up his infield and a situation for a first and third.
I feel like we just started the inning, we blanked, and now we're here. A lot has happened in the last few minutes.
2-1 your score, Clippers trail. Potentially a big inning for the Bulldogs here. Franken sets up, fires, and a squeeze play. And Fristick fouls it off into the stands, and that's strike one. That's a big spot. It's a gutsy call by Coach Nocera for a squeeze play. Franken comes set, looks, fires. This one, ball in the dirt. Hoffenzies able to control it. Get it back, 1-1. Your count. Franken sets. Checks the runner at first. Byerly, big stop. Fires over to third, and safely back to the bag is Hooley. So now runners at second and third. Byerly gets over there, takes away the double play ball. And now things get a little bit more interesting here for the Clippers.
Barrett on third kind of got a little slow to get up when he came out.
Franken, now he can just focus on the hitter. Steals to first base. Back to home. The tag is going to be applied. There's one. And we're back to where we started. First and third. That is great baseball by the Clippers taking care of business. That's a great job, and it is. That is Evan Keneally with a heads-up baseball right there, making things happen. Two outs now, runners on the corners for the Bulldogs, and up is Connor Elliott. And it's Hop goes out, gives a signal for the first and third once again, sets his defense up the way he wants it, and Franken, it's up to him to deal. Franken fires over to first. That was a heater. Got a 90-mile-an-hour fastball over to Keneally at first. Sets up, fires, strike thrown, big throw right there, and a bad hop. Hoffenzies looking to throw out the runner at second on the stolen base, but just got a really bad hop off his grass. This what? Time of year, it's springy, and you don't want springy.
But I wonder if he didn't get that hop, if that would have been an out.
As the temperature rises, you're going to get that a lot more than you're not. But that thing, you saw it like a trampoline, bounced into the grass and hopped right up to the second baseman. Two outs, runners on second and third for the Bulldogs. Franken delivers, and this ball is, I think they called it outside. So now, 1-1. Two down for the Bulldogs here. Threatening again. They scored one run in the inning and lead 2-1 overall. Pitch is high for ball two. 2-1 now on Connor Elliott. After this half inning, partner, God bless you. You're on your own.
I appreciate it.
You got it? Franken comes set. 2-1 count, pitches. This one low and away, 3-1 now. And the frustration's starting to settle in.
I wonder if they might think about a relief for Franken soon. As this inning kind of took a toll on him.
He is not getting those close calls the way you'd think he would. 3-1, hitters count. Franken throws, and it's a high strike. Almost, I would dare to say, the same pitch we saw two pitches ago. Full count now on Connor Elliott. Runners on second and third. Bulldogs lead by one. 2-1 your score. Franken delivers from the stretch. Pops it up and out of play, and this one might find a car. And just misses it in the parking lot. Much to the delight of somebody from East Palestine. Full count now. Bulldogs lead by one. 2-1 your score. Connor Elliott at the plate. Runners on second and third. Could be a big inning for the Bulldogs or a big... Ball's up and away. Hutchins East gets it off the backstop, a tag, and he's out. So just like that, something bad turns into something really good for the Clippers, and the final out recorded at the plate as that ball just ricocheted right off the concrete wall back into Hoffman's. He just turned around and put the tag on Evan Byerly at the plate. So 2-1 your score. We'll take a quick break. Be right back after this. You're listening to YSN Columbiana.
When Mother Nature starts flexing her muscles, make sure you're prepared for comfort. For over a decade, NDC Heating and Cooling has been sending their team of experienced, certified, and knowledgeable technicians to service the area. NDC services all makes and models and carries a wide selection of furnaces, air conditioners, and indoor air quality products. To schedule an appointment, call 330-457-2562. That's 330-457-2562. For all your residential and commercial heating and cooling needs in Columbiana or Mahoning counties, call NDC Heating and Cooling in New Waterford, Ohio, where our thermostat is always set on quality.
Hello, I'm Greg Burbick with G. Burbick Farms. For the last 100 years, my family has farmed in the Columbiana and Mahoning counties. I began raising cattle in 1996 with the goal of providing a better product for you and your family on the dinner table. Our grass-fed and grain-supplemented Black Angus beef were raised with no hormones, steroids, or antibiotics. We're known for our hometown-friendly service and incredible-tasting products. We're locally owned and have customers across the tri-state area. Our products go from our farm to your family. Stop by our farm on New Buffalo Road or visit us on the web at gburbickfarms.com. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. G. Burbick Farms, it just tastes better.
Welcome back to Columbiana. For the game against Columbiana versus East Palestine, I'm Tyler Hoffman. DJ had to take off, unfortunately, so you're stuck with me for the rest of the game. Good things getting ready to get underway here. Warm-up almost ended here. Coming up to the plate will be Evan Keenly, your first baseman for the Clippers, as the catcher's now, the original starting catcher, makes his way out. Very intense half inning, the last timeout. Started out with two big hits straight from the Bulldogs. Franken, the pitcher for the Clippers, kind of got a little rattled. Was able to settle in just for a second, and then another hit parade kind of started. And the Bulldogs were able to get a 2-1 lead, and then at the end, a hit that kind of, not really sure what happened. They went back to the backstop, came back to the catcher, and then he was able to put it away. He was able to put it away and get the guy to come at home to retire the side. For the Bulldogs, they still got their same pitcher out there. As the umpire cleans out the plate, lefty comes off the bat, Evan Keenly. He made a good play at first that last inning, or last side of the inning. Got right, the line drive right to first. He was able to throw it home to stop the run from advancing. And pitch is underway. Just high for Keenly there. And it counts 1-0. Bottom of the fourth here in Columbiana. Second pitch comes. Dropped low, swing and a miss for Keenly. He makes it a 1-1 count. If you hear me pause, it's because I'm outside. Papers are flying in the wind. Keenly's third attempt is a strike. It's a miss connection, and it will be a 1-2 count. And here comes the next one, and another strike. Kind of an off-balance swing there. And that's Justin Hooley on the mound. I had to find the paper that had his name on it. Coming up to bat now for the Clippers. As Hooley gets ready to deliver. Bounced a little bit above the plate. It's going to be a ball. Ryan Faz is up. He is your second baseman. As DJ mentioned earlier, got the rocks hanging out. And on deck will be Michael Gianucci. And then Hunter's enter, and then they're back to the top of the order. So the Clippers have gotten through the rotation. Now this will be their third time around once they get to the top. A very competitive 2-1 game here in Northeast Ohio. As I mentioned earlier, there is snow on the right foul line. And then games all week could be canceled due to rain. So it's going to be interesting to see. Here comes the pitch. And it's going to be a... And the pitcher and the third baseman collide as they tried to get the... It looked like a foul ball. But it's just going to fall... No, they're going to call that a foul. It looked like it bounced in and bounced out, but... As right there, Evan Byerly... Or Byerly, excuse me. And Justin Hooley kind of collided there as they tried to get the pop out for the easy out. But that's going to send Ryan Faz back to the plate. And we have a 2-2 count, I believe, is what the umpire showed. As I almost got knocked off the head right there. As bouncing off a tree. I might move it now that DJ's not here. And another foul ball. This one is going to hit a car. Hit a car. And now everyone stands up to make sure it wasn't their car. That's why I'm glad I parked far away, like two parking lots over. As they're waiting to get the foul ball retrieved, they got it. Ball low into the dirt, make it a 3-2 count.
Bottom of four. Is that correct?
This is why I don't go to professional baseball games. Always scared the foul ball is going to hit me because I have that luck. Comes the Bulldogs. Another pitch. This one's a high popper just outside of the infield. Easy one out for the Bulldogs. As the shortstop was able to get that. Not quite sure who it was. Bottom of the fourth, we play 7 innings here in high school. 2-1 Bulldog lead. As we are now at Michael Gianucci. And he gets a nice... Hey, that's actually the third out of the game, or the inning, excuse me. That will be taking us to the top of the fifth, and we'll be right back on YSN right after this.
Hey, you.
Yeah, you. Are you tired of, well, being tired? It may be time to change the way you sleep. At Tri-County Mattress by Appointment, we don't have pushy salespeople with agendas or markup prices for blowout sales. Our strategy is simple. Give us a text or call us to set up an appointment. Pick out a mattress from our large inventory, then take it home or have it delivered. Did we mention all of our mattress sets are 50 to 80% off? Call for an appointment today. 330-886-2660. Or stop by during the week from 9 to 3. Tri-County Mattress by Appointment. Save time, save money, sleep better.
When Mother Nature starts flexing her muscles, make sure you're prepared for comfort. For over a decade, NDC Heating and Cooling has been sending their team of experienced, certified, and knowledgeable technicians to service the area. NDC services all makes and models and carries a wide selection of furnaces, air conditioners, and indoor air quality products. To schedule an appointment, call 330-457-2562. That's 330-457-2562. For all your residential and commercial heating and cooling needs in Columbiana or Mahoning counties, call NDC Heating and Cooling in New Waterford, Ohio, where our thermostat is always set on quality.
Hey, welcome back to Columbiana as we're going to get ready with the top of the fifth inning. Up to the plate will be number six for the Bulldogs, Dalton Vance. Chase Franken for the Clippers still on the mound. I believe the count is now 9 strikeouts. 7 to 9, I don't remember the exact count. It's not more than 9, I know that. And it's his first pitch is a low, gets away from the catcher, 1-0. Buddy rebounds with a nice strike, making a 1-1. 2-1 here in Columbiana. A tad chilly sitting on the concrete bleachers here. Don't have the luxury of a box or anything, but you got to make do with what you can. And we're here to deliver you some baseball on YSN Columbiana. Make sure you check out the other games. South Range softball is in action. I believe that is the video today. Definitely something to be excited about. Anthony Hartwig and Nate Kuiper, two of my good friends on the call, to bring you some South Range action. I might make during a break, I might find myself a new location to be sitting at here. Who knows? Could do some moving around as the next pitch is a foul. It's going to be a 2-2 count. Franken's going to dig in here on the mound. Meanwhile, Dalton Vance will dig in at the plate and see what Franken can deliver. Just a little high for the umpire. It's going to be a full count. And another foul ball. Got a battle to plate. 3-2 count. Pitch delivered, another foul ball. This one to another side of the parking lot. I think that missed the car. Not a good location if you're driving a car here. A softball action going on behind us. Or behind center field, I should say. A lot of yelling. I'm not sure who's doing what. Another foul ball. This time, this one into the dugout. Now Franken has to find a way to get around this. Nice looking field here for Columbiana. Definitely different than the normal baseball field I'm used to seeing. And this time he finds connection deep in the center. Columbiana is going to grab it, though. And that was your center fielder, Hunter Zinter, who will be up to bat next when Columbiana comes back to the plate. So the battle is finally over between Franken and Dalton Vance as Vance flies out the center. And now up to the plate, Dustin Bourne. Inside pitch, just tried to paint the corner of the plate. Couldn't get so. Wind's starting to pick up a tad. Foul ball off a tree. That's going to terrify me now. Very confused. Some people are in shorts and hoodies. Some people in shorts and short sleeve. Some people wrapped in blankets. As that pitch almost got away from the catcher there from Franken. And it's a 2-1 count here in the top of the fifth. One out. Nice cut, but it's not going to make any connection there. 2-2. Here comes Franken's on the 2-2. Dropped it in for a strike three. Bourne was caught looking. And that looked like that was a nice curveball. You can't really tell from where we're at if what kind of pitch it is, but that one looked like a curve based on where the batter was looking to where it ended up. And here comes number 14. Sean Helfy. Going against Chase Franken. Two outs, 2-1, Bulldogs. Nice pitch there for Franken. Still showing some life, trying to forget about the last inning he was in when the Bulldogs took a 2-1 after a few hits and a missed throw, a few errors, trying to get around that. And so far, he had a fly out. He had a battle, then had a fly out. Then he got three strikes, so that might make him up to 9 now. I believe that's the official count. And now he's got a quick 0-2 on Sean Helfy. Helfy lines it down the third baseline. A few bounces, but that time it's going to go foul. OG count for Helfy. Franken delivers just inside. And now I believe this is the top of the fifth. This one just passed Franken at the pitcher's mound. Played a first. Scooped it. He's out. Nice scoop there from Healy. Keeley, he's been making some good moves over at first base. That was a shot that got past Frank and almost made it through the hole between second and short. However, the shortstop for Columbiana, Joel Battle, was able to snag it and get it over there. Back to the mound will be Justin Hooley, and we'll be right back right after this.
Hello, I'm Greg Burbick with G. Burbick Farms. For the last 100 years, my family has farmed in Columbiana and Mahoning counties. I began raising cattle in 1996 with the goal of providing a better product for you and your family on the dinner table. Our grass-fed and grain-supplemented Black Angus beef are raised with no hormones, steroids, or antibiotics. We're known for our hometown-friendly service and incredible tasting products. We're locally owned and have customers across the tri-state area. Our products go from our farm to your family. Stop by our farm on New Buffalo Road or visit us on the web at gburbickfarms.com. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. G. Burbick Farms, it just tastes better.
Hey you, yeah, you, are you tired of, well, being tired? It may be time to change the way you sleep. At Tri-County Mattress by Appointment, we don't have pushy salespeople with agendas or markup prices for blowout sales. Our strategy is simple. Give us a text or call us to set up an appointment. Pick out a mattress from our large inventory, then take it home or have it delivered. Did we mention all of our mattress sets are 50 to 80% off? Call for an appointment today. 330-886-2660. Or stop by during the week from 9 to 3. Tri-County Mattress by Appointment. Save time, save money, sleep better.
And welcome back to Columbiana. For Columbiana Clippers versus East Palestine Bulldogs, I'm Tyler Hoffman. As we were joined earlier with DJ Yokley, blessed to have him present, blessed to have his presence around. But he had to unfortunately leave, left me the reins, so let's get to the bottom half of the fifth inning. As Justin Hooley's first pitch is 1-0. I want to thank G. Burbick Farms. It just tastes better. I want to thank them for their continued support of YSN, as well as Tri-County Mattress. In case you're wondering, the distance from home plate to center field is 372 feet. I don't know who would want to know that, but just in case you were wondering, that's what it is. Justin Hooley's second pitch is down the middle, up, top, up, up, and almost a slip from the left fielder, but he's able to maintain it and pull it in, as that was Cameron Wischerman. His foot got a little off balance, but he was able to maintain it and get the out, and it's a quick one retired for Justin Hooley. Excuse me for that, as I dropped the papers. I said it's very windy. And another quick two outs there. As while that happened, Joe Babel, line drive to the shortstop, and the shortstop takes it. Starts at the first, and then a close heated race. First baseman's able to pull it out. So for Columbia, here comes the lefty. Chase Franken, your pitcher, who I believe is going to be the player of the game unless something else happens. That'd be my vote. He's been having a great game. 9 strikeouts, if that's the official, that's what I counted. And as he's up to play, takes a quick 1-0 count. Pitcher versus pitcher. And it's a quick 2-0 count. More commotion going on in the softball game. Kind of want to know what's happening now. As the sun's kind of going down, that's good news for these fielders. A foul tick for Franken. Good news for the fielders, the sun went down. For us fans and bystanders who aren't playing, it's a little chilly, especially sitting on concrete. And 2-1 count, Franken. Justin Hooley gets ready to deliver. Just high, makes it 3-1. On deck is Zach Faz. He is their Clippers designated hitter. Chase steps in. Hooley steps to the mound. Two outs, quick two outs. There's a pop fly and then a drive to shortstop, and now Franken, he will get the walk, so Columbiana shows a little life here in the bottom of the fifth. Game's been relatively quiet except for the top of the fourth for the Bulldogs. It was 1-1. Franken started to lose some of his edge there for a little bit, and then the Bulldogs were able to capitalize. Almost made it a 3-1, but the Clippers were able to get the play. And here comes another lefty. Here comes I believe the next guy, he's a lefty too, so the triple threat that I do not like to be present at right now. but I don't have to worry about that one because this one's deep, deep, and Palestine is there to get it. Retires the bottom of the fifth. We will be back with the top of the sixth. I am Tyler Hoffman. This is YSN Columbiana.
When Mother Nature starts flexing her muscles, make sure you're prepared for comfort. For over a decade, NDC Heating and Cooling has been sending their team of experienced, certified, and knowledgeable technicians to service the area. NDC services all makes and models and carries a wide selection of furnaces, air conditioners, and indoor air quality products. To schedule an appointment, call 330-457-2562. That's 330-457-2562. For all your residential and commercial heating and cooling needs in Columbiana or Mahoning counties, call NDC Heating and Cooling in New Waterford, Ohio, where our thermostat is always set on quality.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. Are you tired of, well, being tired? It may be time to change the way you sleep. At Tri-County Mattress by Appointment, we don't have pushy salespeople with agendas or markup prices for blowout sales. Our strategy is simple. Give us a text or call us to set up an appointment. Pick out a mattress from our large inventory, then take it home or have it delivered. Did we mention all of our mattress sets are 50 to 80% off? Call for an appointment today. 330-886-2660. Or stop by during the week from 9 to 3. Tri-County Mattress by Appointment. Save time, save money, sleep better.
And welcome back to Columbiana High School. I am Tyler Hoffman on YSN Network. As to the mound, we have a fresh face. A.J. Perkins will step to the mound. That means Chase Franken's day on the mound is done. He will go back to shortstop. As we are at the top of the sixth, Franken has nothing to hang his head about. Great game pitch by him. Actually, by both pitchers on both sides, but Franken, 9 strikeouts. He's definitely able to keep his composure through some team errors and started to hang his head down a little bit, but he was able to get out of some innings, tough situations, a couple of squeeze plays, and hopefully for him, he was able to get his team in a good position to maybe get the win here. As it's 2-1, stepping up to the plate now will be number 10, Cameron Wischerman. He made the first out over here in left field. He caught that pop fly. So A.J. Perkins now will deliver. He's a lefty. And his first attempt will be a ball to start the campaign out. As we are in the top of the sixth here. So for East Palestine, you got to find a way to get some more guys on base, get another run or so. As Perkins delivers a nice pitch there, got Wischerman thinking. And if you're Columbiana on the other side, you want to get out of you want to get off the defense as quick as possible. Kind of like what East Palestine was able to do, 2 quick outs. But you'd like to see 3, and you'd like to get the bats out and get to hitting. Because you're only going to have 2 attempts, 1 more attempt after the next to get it done. As I was thinking, that was maybe a changeup from Perkins. And it's a foul ball by Wischerman. Perkins, this count is 2-2. And this one, Wischerman hits it whether or not, and he gets that into center, in the middle of right and center, excuse me, hits the cutoff man, and Wisherman's got a double. Perkins now going to have to go to the mound, shake that one off. That was just not too high of a hit either. It was just enough. And it was traveling just fast enough that it couldn't get to either the right fielder or the center fielder, and bounced in between them. And out of the plate, Justin Hooley, the pitcher for the Bulldogs. Unless they just had to take him out as well and say his day's done. Great. Again, Franken and Hooley, great performances by both. Hooley gets a nice hit, and Franken went to field and just completely lost that one as it goes to left. And that's going to advance the runners now. Hooley on first and Wischerman on third.
And up to the plate now will be number 3, Evan Barley. And he's a lefty. He was in the situation, actually, a few innings ago. He was in the same situation, runners on the corners. And the coach actually said, there's no one else I'd rather have in this position than you. So a lot of trust in him. Got to look, maybe a bunt might be taking place here. Not a bunt, but that came close to me. Top of the 6, no outs, 2 runners on. 2-1, but the Bulldogs are threatening. Hooley takes off for 2nd. Hooley gets to 2nd, so that's Wischerman at 3rd. As he almost went, they almost caught him going. So Wischerman at 3rd, Hooley at 2nd. Evan Barley is up at the plate. And a tough start for A.J. Perkins, the lefty. The relief of Chase Franken. Kind of lobbed that one almost over the head. And I don't think that Barley dropped, and I think the umpire might have called that a strike as it went over the head, but the bat was still there. Wow. 3-1 count. So he did not call that a strike. Just the way they were talking, it sounded like it. Perkins delivers. That's a shot up the middle. Over to second baseman. He stared down Wischerman at 3rd, and then he got it over to 1st. As your second baseman is Brian Foss. He got the grounder. Kind of a hot grounder. Got it. Had a little bit, a few seconds to look at Wischerman. Then he got it over to make sure he didn't run. Got it at 1st. Got the out. And they got 1 down for Perkins. And up to the plate now is Brock Chirico, as he gets a quick 1-0. Game was set to start at 5, got about 5:15, we got underway. And there's a deep shot again by East Palestine, as they're going to get 1, maybe 2. As Hooley comes around, makes it 2. So just like that, we got a 4-1 ball game in Columbiana. The bats are out. And A.J. Perkins now. He's got to find a way to get out of this and get one back for his team. That was a nice shot there for the Bulldogs. Very similar to what Hooley did. Just the opposite side, back between the two defenders. As Perkins gets ready for the 2nd attempt at the new batter. This one's low, makes him dance a little bit. Remind you to please check out YSN.com. As we got some South Range action going on there. Video is what I was told by Anthony Hartwig and Nate Kuiper, two good friends, very talented individuals. As the 3rd pitch is underway, third base coach grabs the binder. Go ahead and check out that South Range game. Go ahead and check out, see what else you can see on YSN exclusive content, coaches interviews, find out the teams, find out how to be a part of YSN, all that and more. And check out our social media, all YSN. Back to the mound to Perkins as he gets it over to first base. It's going to be a safe one. As I'm not sure who that is over there.
a lot of numbers right here in front of me. Another outside pitch for Perkins. Comes the attempt from Perkins. That's going to be a foul ball. Might hit a passing car. No, bounces off the tree. There's a car passing by where that was heading, and I thought that was going through the windshield, but the pine tree saved them. One out, back to the plate we are. All of a sudden, it got really smoky in the area, but that might just be from the sand. Perkins now gets the walk, and now here comes a talk to the ump. And now a team meeting. We'll be right back right after this.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. Are you tired of, well, being tired? It may be time to change the way you sleep. At Tri-County Mattress by Appointment, we don't have pushy salespeople with agendas or markup prices for blowout sales. Our strategy is simple. Give us a text or call us to set up an appointment. Pick out a mattress from our large inventory, then take it home or have it delivered. Did we mention all of our mattress sets are 50 to 80% off? Call for an appointment today. 330-886-2660. Or stop by during the week from 9 to 3. Tri-County Mattress by Appointment. Save time, save money, sleep better.
Welcome back to Columbiana. That was Tri-County Mattress. As if you do not know who that voice is on the... Don't know if you heard any of that, so my phone kind of acted up. Welcome back to Columbiana. A.J. Perkins back to the mound. As this is number 5, Connor Elliott. As he's been up there, and I believe Jordan Frisket is on first, and up to bat next will be Dalton Vance.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
And actually, where I don't know, a lot of confusion. Connor Elliott got hit as he went to bunt. Tried to jump out of the way, but got hit, and he got a free base. And now, A.J. Perkins has a tough set in front of him. Full bases. Bases are loaded. Dalton Vance, the righty, steps in. The righty versus lefty. And if you're Vance, you're looking to put this one out of reach. It's a low pitch. I don't think any of the runners are going to advance. This is a relatively short backstop. This is the top of the sixth. I don't know why it's the top of the fifth. Two-oh count. They might try to walk Vance here. They must. No, he might be a good hitter. As this is opening day, as true opening day was a few days ago, from what I was told. But rain, Mother Nature wouldn't allow it here in Northeast Ohio, and it's going to hit again. So this might be the only time of the week we might get the weather enough, dry enough weather to play. Not so much ideal weather. As rain threatening the area, at least tomorrow is 100% chance. Strike. No, it's going to be a walk. And now that's going to walk in the batter, and it looks like A.J. Perkins now will be done for the day. I'm not sure who this is checking in, but I will find out. And I believe it is Wayne Davis. This is what it says on my roster, so if it's not, I do apologize.
We'll be right back right after this as we have a pitcher warming up. This is Tyler Hoffman on YSN Columbiana.
Hello, I'm Greg Burbick with G. Burbick Farms. For the last 100 years, my family has farmed in Columbiana and Mahoning counties. I began raising cattle in 1996 with the goal of providing a better product for you and your family on the dinner table. Our grass-fed and grain-supplemented Black Angus beef are raised with no hormones, steroids, or antibiotics. We're known for our hometown-friendly service and incredible-tasting products. We're locally owned and have customers across the tri-state area. Our products go from our farm to your family. Stop by our farm on New Buffalo Road or visit us on the web at gburbickfarms.com. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. G. Burbick Farms, it just tastes better.
And welcome back. As we still have, if this is correct, Wayne Davis, as he is warming up. Another righty. So Chase Franken started the day. About 9 strikeouts for him. Then the fourth inning got a little out of hand, and then the fifth inning, they pulled him. A.J. Perkins stepped in to the mound, the lefty. He was not able to get an out. He got into a tough situation early. Excuse me, they did get a one out, but then the bases got loaded quick, and Perkins had walked another batter, and now Columbiana has to make a change. So a tough position for the new pitcher. As the roster does say, Wayne Davis, so that's who I'm going to go with, unless I'm told otherwise. As I'm trying to hold a bunch of papers here and bring you this game and the weather. Top of the sixth, one out. Got an inning and a half to go. And East Palestine trying to put it out of reach again. Nice pitch there from Davis. As he will be seeing Dustin Bourne. Makes me think of Evan Bourne, MLB player. Second pitch. Ticked off a bat, hit the catcher in the face, but it's an 0-2 count all of a sudden. And now we got a meeting between catcher and pitcher. This is a softball team has made their way over from Columbiana. I overheard some, I believe they said that they came up short today. Now we're back underway. Davis steps into the mound. Bourne steps at the plate. Foul tick. But the first baseman, he's able to make a good play. Evan Keneally makes a heads-up play, gets the foul ball out. And up now, number 14, Sean Helpy. Sean Helpy has been a big, pretty consecutive threat here at the plate. A few good hits. I believe he had a bunt earlier, too. This time it's a line drive right through third. Third baseman had a duck under the way, but that's going to retire this side. So Wayne Davis is able to get out of a tough situation, and I hear a bunch of people saying, good job, Wayne, so my roster must be correct. So good job all around from YSN for getting me a good roster. Thank you, DJ. We'll be right back for the bottom of the sixth right after this.
When Mother Nature starts flexing her muscles, make sure you're prepared for comfort. For over a decade, NDC Heating and Cooling has been sending their team of experienced, certified, and knowledgeable technicians to service the area. NDC services all makes and models and carries a wide selection of furnaces, air conditioners, and indoor air quality products. To schedule an appointment, call 330-457-2562. That's 330-457-2562. For all your residential and commercial heating and cooling needs in Columbiana or Mahoning counties, Call NDC Heating and Cooling in New Waterford, Ohio, where our thermostat is always set on quality.
Hello, I'm Greg Burbick with G. Burbick Farms. For the last 100 years, my family has farmed in Columbiana and Mahoning counties. I began raising cattle in 1996 with the goal of providing a better product for you and your family on the dinner table. Our grass-fed and grain-supplemented Black Angus beef are raised with no hormones, steroids, or antibiotics. We're known for our hometown-friendly service and incredible tasting products. We're locally owned and have customers across the tri-state area. Our products go from our farm to your family. Stop by our farm on New Buffalo Road or visit us on the web at gburbickfarms.com. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. G. Burbick Farms, it just tastes better.
And welcome back to Columbiana. I'm Tyler Hoffman. This is YS in Columbiana. Joining us for Columbiana versus Palestine is one, the total for Columbiana, I always do that, and four for the Bulldogs. A big last two innings, got the bats out. The fifth inning, I gotta do some math, hold on. The fourth inning, they were able to get the bats out, weren't able to get any, they got a few runs. But then the lumber came out again last inning, in the top of the fifth, and it was able to get underway there. Justin Hooley to the mound, he's the ace pitcher, he started today's game, and he might be going the distance here. Off the bat is A.J. Perkins. He was the relief, if you will, for Chase Franken. And first pitch is a strike. Second pitch for Hooley. Just high. And I believe the slate is now 1-1. I've had a player ask me if this will be on the news. Kind of distracted me a little bit. Excuse me. Second pitch, or third pitch, low into the dirt. And it's a 2-1 count. Perkins trying to shake off the catastrophe on the mound that he had to go through. Has a nice popper, but it's going to go foul. And it's muddy out here. Now, a lot of the catchers have been slipping and falling, trying to make plays. And here we go with the 2-2. And Perkins actually got hit. And now comes confusion. As I said, they hit the bat and then his arm. As a lot of confusion on all sides of the ball. Justin Hooley now steps in with the 2-2 again. Foul ball right off the bat right behind him. Top of the sixth. Bottom of the sixth. It's been a long day. And Perkins goes out swinging. That one goes to the outfield, but a nice snag as Eric Hopkins had a dinger. And that was, could have been a triple, but it's robbed. by the Bulldogs of East Palestine. Quick two count now from Uli. And now to the plate, here we go. And to Uli, the lefty. So now I'm going to see about this one. Yeah, six innings now for Uli. And so Columbia is kind of slowly trying to figure out how to get around them, but they haven't been able to do so that much. A few hits. That ball goes right over me. And foul ball. Another foul ball. Who are we trying to get out of this one as he's got a battle going now with Evan Keneally? Low to the ground, 1-2 count. That's a high pitch, 2-2. Julio now delivers, 2-2, 1-2. Inside, and I was completely off count there. That was a 3-2 count, and now he's got a man on. Stepping up to the plate is Ryan Fez. He is the second baseman, who then actually moved to third when the switching of pitchers went around. A lot of movement going around. Here we go. Faz puts up a popper to short that will retire the bottom of the sixth, and we will go to the top of the seventh. With your score, Columbiana 1, East Palestine 4.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. Are you tired of, well, being tired? It may be time to change the way you sleep. At Tri-County Mattress by Appointment, we don't have pushy salespeople with agendas or markup prices for blowout sales. Our strategy is simple. Give us a text or call us to set up an appointment. Pick out a mattress from our large inventory, then take it home or have it delivered. Did we mention all of our mattress sets are 50 to 80% off? Call for an appointment today. 330-886-2660. Or stop by during the week from 9 to 3. Tri-County Mattress by Appointment. Save time, save money, sleep better. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Are you tired of, well, being tired? It may be time to change the way you sleep. At Tri-County Mattress by Appointment, we don't have pushy salespeople with agendas or markup prices for blowout sales. Our strategy is simple. Give us a text or call us to set up an appointment. Pick out a mattress from our large inventory, then take it home or have it delivered. Did we mention all of our mattress sets are 50 to 80% off? Call for an appointment today. 330-886-2660. Or stop by during the week from 9 to 3. Tri-County Mattress by Appointment. Save time, save money, sleep better.
Welcome back to Columbiana High School. This is YSN. I am Tyler Hoffman. Starting to speak like Gus Johnson out there. I apologize for that. As East Palestine will step up to the plate as the last pitch has been thrown, as they're going to be ready for the rundown or the throwdown, however you call it. Wayne Davis will be at the mound to hopefully finish the game for the Clippers. A lot of hitting has been happening late in the game, kind of a lockdown at 1-1 for a few innings. Then some life from both teams. Unfortunately for Columbiana, they weren't able to get those runs generated. And here we go. First pitch of the seventh and last inning of regular inning. Cameron Wischerman will be at the plate. and it's going to be just outside. Quick 1-0. Davis steps to the mound, gets ready for the second pitch. It's going to be a foul tip. As we pass the 2-hour mark in today's game, according to my phone. And Davis got Wischerman thinking there on a slow change. Wischerman looked like he was ready to knock it out, but as soon as he swung, the ball hadn't even got back to the dirt, back to home plate. Wischerman finds Kinect, but a diving grab by the center fielder. What a move. That was Hunter Zenter with a nice grab. Got a little dirty there. Try to get some positives from this game. If the scoreboard stays the way it does. To the plate with Justin Hooley, the pitcher for the Bulldogs. He lined up for that one, but he held off as it was going to be way too high.
Hooley
with a change, and Davis let it get away from him, and it actually hit Hooley. So now a runner on first with Justin Hooley. Davis will come up, maybe try to get a turn two out of the play. And Evan Barrely will be back to the plate. He's the lefty. As Davis tried to get the leadoff man, Justin Hooley, but Hooley quick back to the bag. And there goes a deep one. Chase Franken is able to run it down all the way at one, and he gets the out. Franken from midway of left field gets the catch, throws it a beamer all the way to first, and he's able to get Hooley looking. And so now, with just half an inning left, the Clippers are going to need to find some connection. They're going to need to find the hits. But that was a SportsCenter top 10 right there. If we had the film, if we were lucky like Anthony and Nate. Justin Hooley will be taking the mound when we come right back right after this.
Hey you, yeah, you, are you tired of, well, being tired? It may be time to change the way you sleep. At Tri-County Mattress by Appointment, we don't have pushy salespeople with agendas or markup prices for blowout sales. Our strategy is simple. Give us a text or call us to set up an appointment. Pick out a mattress from our large inventory, then take it home or have it delivered. Did we mention all of our mattress sets are 50 to 80% off? Call for an appointment today. 330-886-2660. Or stop by during the week from 9 to 3. Tri-County Mattress by Appointment. Save time, save money, sleep better.
Welcome back to Columbiana as we're getting ready for the bottom of the seventh and what could be the final inning of today's game. As we step to the plate, Justin Hooley gets ready. as it is 4-1 East Palestine over Columbiana. Up to the plate right now will be number 14, Michael Gianchi. As his first pitch swing, and he makes connection to third base. High, but he's going to be able to make the play all the way over from third on the ground, on his knees on the ground, throws it to first for the first out, two to go. As Justin Hooley has been able to make it the distance so far. 4-1. Now up will be Hunter Zenter. He made a great diving catch the last inning. In center field, looked like it was going to pop in front of him, but he was able to make the play. And Hooley's first pitch is going to be just below. Hooley's second attempt is on the way. Down in the dirt, fastball. Hunter getting a lot of support from his teammates on the side on the dugout. I'm used to calling basketball football, so excuse me for the terminology being off tonight. But that one right down the middle for Hooley, and Zentner takes his first look at it. Got a decent pitch. And after Zenter will be the top of the order. And down to third base. Over the first, again, that'll be the out. That'll be the second out, so Joe Babel. As he could be the last hope for the Clippers here today on this lovely March day. Hope you enjoyed today's broadcast so far, as we just got a few more pitches to be thrown, most likely, as Justin Hooley's been lights out minus a few plays. Good pitching from the Aces today. Hooley's first pitch from the new batter, as it was going to be a foul tick. And now the wind's starting to pick up here. A little conversation now from catcher to Hooley. And now umpires talking, coaches talking. Not quite sure what's all being said. And I believe we have a relief, or a closer, if you will, for Hooley warming up if it gets to that point. But so far it's been all Hooley for the defense of this Bulldog team. Minus a second inning error, I believe, that's been almost unstoppable, almost unhittable, almost. Babel will check back into the box. Hooley on the rubber. Pitches away, down in the dirt. 1-1 count in the bottom of the seventh, 4-1 East Palestine. That one's low in the dirt. 4-2-1 count. Hooley's trying not to lose this batter. Try to get out of this one as soon as he can. Pitch was high and out. This is Babel. 3-1 count for Babel. Hooley needs to find a way to get into the zone. The first two outs of this inning were to the third baseman, as they were kind of line drives. And Babel, he went to step as he thought he had a ball four, and then the ump called a strike. 3-2 full count. This could be the game. And swing and a miss. We'll go Babel. Hooley will finish the game for the Bulldogs for Columbiana. Tough go, as it's 4-1 East Palestine with the win. Good first game, great opening day. Got a little snow on the side, a little brisk air.
But at the end of the day, the Bulldogs were able to get the bats out a little bit more, and they were able to pull away with a victory. We'll be right back with your G. Berbick player of the game right after this. I'm Tyler Hoffman on YFM.
When Mother Nature starts flexing her muscles, make sure you're prepared for comfort. For over a decade, NDC Heating and Cooling has been sending their team of experienced, certified, and knowledgeable technicians to service the area. NDC services all makes and models and carries a wide selection of furnaces, air conditioners, and indoor air quality products. To schedule an appointment, call 330-457-2562. That's 330-457-2562. For all your residential and commercial heating and cooling needs in Columbiana or Mahoning counties, call NDC Heating and Cooling in New Waterford, Ohio, where our thermostat is always set on quality.
And welcome back for the final time for tonight's game here in Columbiana. I am Tyler Hoffman on YSN. We were tuned earlier with DJ Yokley. He unfortunately had to leave and he missed the ending of this game. But I know he's out there listening. As the final score was the East Palestine Bulldogs 4 and the Columbiana Clippers 1. So we have the G. Berbick Farms. G. Berbick, it just tastes better as they get the game ball. And even though in the losing effort, I believe it's going to have to go to Chase Franken. Pitched 5 innings, 9 strikeouts, and he had a great end of the play in the top of the 7th to put the inning away, all the way from pretty much the foul line, probably a little bit right of the foul line, on his knees, got up, and he was able to make the throw to first to get Justin Hooley, the pitcher for the Bulldogs, sleeping, and he was able to get him out back at 1. So it was a great play there, great teams, great pitching being shown, great defense, some hitting was good in this cold weather. Like I said, YSN is active still, I believe, with the South Range game. It might be over now. We got a late start. South Range was taking on Jefferson. That was a video game. That was Nate Kuiper and Anthony Hartwig on the call. So if that's not being taken place, please step over to YSN.com. You will be able to see all of our teams, figure out how to be a part of our great broadcasting team, as well as more scores, featured content, and check us out on all social media. For the last time, I am Tyler Hoffman signing off for YSN. Until next time.